The student protests that formed a key component of the 1989 Velvet Revolution serve as a stark reminder, even more than 20 years later, that the imagery of any Czech government upsetting its student population is going to create a major headache. Recent reforms proposed by the Czech Education Ministry under Pavel Dobeš have achieved just that. Students are crying foul, with banners draped in universities across the country accusing the government of putting profits before education. This week, many Czech students have undertaken matters a step further with a self-titled week of protests against the legislation. Tuesday sees students attending countless workshops and debates, while protests marching on the offices of the Czech government are scheduled for Wednesday. Dominik Jun spoke to Charles University student Matoš Turek, one of the organizers of the protests, and began by asking him to explain the background behind the controversial legislation.
Well, there have been two laws proposed by the Ministry of Education, and these two laws aren't very well prepared. They are basically a very rush effort to get a bang into the situation. And the first one is just a reform of the system of university education in the Czech Republic, and the other one is reform of the financing of students. So student loans, which is connected to the first law, because the first law presupposes a system of paid university education, public schools, which is something new to the Czech system.
So what are your main issues with this legislation? How would it negatively affect the Czech education system, in your view?
First thing is that it changes the whole system of autonomy of universities, and that's totally unacceptable to us. Because if you look at Czech politics, it's all a matter of lobbyism and influence, background influence. And this would just institute this into the university system. The universities are one of the last places where lobbyism and political influence hasn't yet entered. Another thing is the effort to change the financial situation, which is terrible, to change it with a simple pouring in the money from the students. And that's just not the way to do it. And we've seen it in England, where people are starting to have problems to pay their loans. As for the financing part, we feel that it's just a help to the banking sector and not the society.
And do you think that the government has been surprised by the depth and size of the protests that have arisen around the country by students?
Definitely there's been some reaction, finally. Because when it was the academia and the officials taking action, it wasn't considered that huge. But now that the students have come in, I think it's changed the view of some of the politicians, that there is actually votes in there. It's people who may not vote for you ever again.
And there's been some word recently that the Education Minister Dobeš may be looking to somewhat change the legislation. What are the changes he's suggesting, and do you feel that you're getting through to the government?
He's retracting some of the claims on the financing, which is definitely positive, but it's only the financing. And it's sometimes said in the media that the students are concerned with the money, but it's not the main issue. I think that autonomy is a greater issue, really. So there is no step back in that sense. So there is no reason for demonstrations to be called off, because if the economic lobbies get into the tertiary education, probably that's probably the end of the autonomy.
Student protester Matoš Turek speaking there to Radio Prague's Dominik Jun.